You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope this will encourage you to grow in your faith.
You're listening to a podcast from Victory. The church is marked by the gospel that is for all people and plays no favorites. Learn more about this truth in week 5 of our series, Church Trademark.
Acts chapter 15, verse 23 to 29. The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, although we gave them no instructions, it has seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. Let us pray. Father, even as we study your word and the message of the gospel today, may it be clear not only to us, but may it be clear to the people you will cause us to share this to, as we preach the message, as you send us out as a community of believers. Lord, we ask God that the message today would help us and equip us, Lord, as your people to go out there, preach the gospel, preach the message, so that more will get to know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today, we're going to talk about something very important, which is the message of the church. You know, almost all products or almost any service has a message. Diba? BDO, we find ways. May mga messages sila. The question is, what is the message of the church and what is the most distinct about the message of the church? And of course, again, the message is about Christ. Tama? And ito pa yung matindi. Out of all the messages out there, of all the belief system and the religion in the world, actually there's only two kinds of message. And on one side is the Christian message, and on the other side is lump all the other belief system. And again, I keep repeating this, on this side, as the Christian message is, in simple terms, what? Spelled as D-O-N-E. Done. God, in His goodness, and His mercy, and His grace, has done what is necessary to reach out to us, because on our own, we are not able to save ourselves. We need rescue. We need help. While on the other side, all other belief system, ideology, and religion in the world is spelled D-O. Do this, do that. It is up to us to do good, and we never know when good is good enough. Have you ever felt that? Before we were all Christians, before we came under the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, we were all trying to do good. Tama? And the problem is, even as we do good, we fall short, and we know we fall short. And we never know when good is good enough. So it's up to us to be good. The good news of Christianity is God, we are saved. Not because we are good, but because He is good. Yan ang matindi doon, di ba? Saan ka pa? Di ba? Mapapaganun ka eh. Because it's not that we are good. Kasi kung goodness lang natin, ay, olats na. Talo. But if it's God's goodness, how many of you, that's good news for you. Now, with that good of a message, how many of you know that messages can be altered, or messages can move along, and things can be muddied, and the message could become problematic even as it's passed along. Parang ganito, have you ever played pass the message? Diba? Sa umpisa, bubulong sa'yo. Tapos kakalabitin mo kayo, bubulong mo. Pagdating sa dulo, pagpunta sa microphone ng isa, ibang-iba yung message. Has that ever happened to you? Now the thing is, the message of the gospel and the message of the church is not exempt from that. In fact, the passage of scripture I read was a letter written by the leaders back then they're of the Church of Jerusalem. Actually, it's called the Jerusalem Council. And in that letter, they talked about the message because someone was muddying the message. They're muddling the message. They're changing the message. And how many of you would want the message to be changed? Diba ayaw nyo? Kaya nga kayo nandito ngayon. Because you are so glad that the message of the gospel is clear. God, in His grace and mercy, saved us. But the problem is, sometimes even when we're not aware, maski tayo, we are prone to changing and adding things to the message. And as we go through the scripture today, you will see that even in the early church, as early as the church in Jerusalem, the message, there was an attempt to change the message. The message that saved, that showed how good our God is, how merciful and how gracious He is, that message was being changed back then. And ito pa yung matindi. However, it was being changed back then, is still the same today. Hindi nagbago. There's just something about the message of the gospel that we have, there are people bent on changing it. Even today, there are so many cults, Christian cults, that has changed the message. And this is our hope. The reason this message is important is because of this. First of all, tama ba ako? We don't want the message to be changed. We want it to stay the same. We want the message that we responded to, and that we're glad about the good news of Jesus Christ. But it's not only for us. Hopefully, we're also thinking that one day, or even as we speak, all of us will be preaching the same message to others. Kasi ayaw mo na something so good, ikaw lang nakakaalam. Tama ba? Is it right for me to assume that all of us have that desire? Na in the same way God has changed us, especially kung totoo ang nabago ka ni Lord. Ito ha, nung narinig ko yung message ng gospel at nabago ako, I can't help but share it. Kasi sobrang, I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Yung parang nanood ka ng scene, napakaganda, kinikwento mo, kaya nga, wala ka ng kaibigan eh. Ini-spoiler mo yung Avenger. Alam mo yung mga ganon? Kasi sobrang ganda sa'yo. In fact, sobrang ganda, gusto mo pang ulitin. Sasamahan pa kita, uulitin ko yung palabas. Biro mo, may mga ganon tayo. If something so good, if we have experienced something so good, it is just right for us to preach it to others. But, ito yung importante for today. Given that we have the desire to preach the gospel, hopefully, we're preaching the right gospel. Hopefully, we're preaching the right message. And ang nakakatuwa lang dito is the scripture I read is a letter. It's a message about the message. Ulitin ko ah. It's a message about the message. So nakita mo yung emphasis medyo iba? It's a message. It's a letter. It's the play on words. That this message contained and the early church fathers made sure that the letter or that message taught the people how to make sure that the message remained pure. And today, that's what we're going to look at. Para naman kung tayo, as we go ahead and preach the gospel, which is, am I right to say? Gusto nyong ishare? With that said, let's go to the letter. Ang galing nga eh. From verse 23 to 29, maikli lang yung letter na yan. But that letter, actually, when you unpack that letter, it actually talks about the whole chapter 15. Let's start now. Verse 23. The letter starts with this, like a formal greeting. The brothers, comma, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, which is north of Jerusalem. Antioch, Syria, Cilicia, greetings. Just by looking at the format and the way the letter was started off, many scholars have studied this portion of scripture and have found out, and they have laid that out along with other formal documents, and it was found out that this document was the same document, the format is, and the structure is the same as documents written by government officials having a formal message. An important message that must be acted upon. Ganun pala to. So, this is not just me saying this. It is a study on this type of document. Kaya yung greetings niya, may farewell pa sa huli. May greetings sa harap. Because it's a formal letter. It was meant to be a circular letter. It was not just meant for one congregation. It was meant for all the Gentiles, all the churches that was planted by Paul, the apostle. Because Paul was prolific in planting the church. And so, the apostle started by writing, "Hey, greetings to all of you." And then whatever follows is something very serious. In fact, it is so serious. Listen to this. It says this. "Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words." So, imagine this, no? Sabi nung nagsusulat, which is James and Peter and the apostles in Jerusalem said, "Since we have heard that some persons from us, from the church to." So, ibig sabihin, may mga tao within the church minsan na nanggugulo rin. So, "have gone out from us and troubled you with words." Now, just by looking at the letters, the question is, what was troubling about what these people did? They came from Jerusalem, they went north to Antioch. So that from the Judean area, they went up north to Antioch. Meron silang pinagsasabi doon that troubled the believers there. So parang may pumunta rito ang taga-ibang church, may sinabi, tas lahat tayo. Ano kaya to? Bakit sinasabi to? Let's see what was said. What troubled them? It can only be found out when we go to verse 1 of chapter 15. Ang sabi rito, "But some men came down from Judea, were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." Now, listen to the statement. Now, don't focus on the circumcision, but look at the circumcision. Okay, sige, okay na, nandun eh. And the law of Moses, and then ito yung pinakamatindi. You cannot be saved. What is this statement telling us? It is telling us that to be saved, there is something that you must add to what already Christ has done. So, parang yung mga tao sa Antioch, eh galing Jerusalem to eh, galing to sa mother church natin eh. Nagpunta dun eh. Ang pangit ng lakad, no? Pero nagpunta doon, no? Tapos sinabi. And ito pa, buti sana kung ang sinabi nila is something bogus, something out of this world, yung something na easily to reject. Kunyari sinabi niya, "Unless you kill and sacrifice your parents and your loved ones, you cannot be saved." Pag yun ang sinabi sa inyo, ipagsasampalin mo yung nagsalita. Alam mo agad to reject it, right? But it's a bit difficult to reject and troubling to reject something very close, something very is that is seen in the scripture. Kita sa scripture yan. The law of Moses, it's here. The Levitical law, it is here. And syempre, pag ikaw, you are a person of the Word of God, the apostles' teaching, diba, how many of you believe we do everything the Word of God says? Anyway, going besides the point. Pero alam din natin, many people will tell you, eh kung gagawin mo lahat na nakasulat dyan, eh di ba, may mga ibang sa Leviticus, di naman natin pinapractice. You know why? Because in the New Testament, it is already said because of the finished work of Christ, we don't do it anymore. So are we still doing everything this word says? Yes, we do what it says we should do, and we do not do what it says not to do anymore. So we still do what it does say to us. Ito yung problema. Sometimes there are people who would get something from this word and it sounds good at the beginning and it's because it's found here, it's so hard to assess. But in the end, it's really problematic. That is what was happening here. In the early days of Christianity, Christianity is from Judaism. So most of the people practicing Christianity had a very, see, Judaism is not just a religion, it was a way of life. And so many things that they do are so attached to certain practices in Judaism. So if you are a Jew, even the Gentiles in Antioch, who are part of the church, but are exposed to the Jews, they see the practices. And of course, ito ba, ang matitindi sa Levitical practice, whether you like it or not, or whether you subscribe to the Levitical practice or not, many of its practices are really good for your health also. May mga benefits siya. Ang galing. So ngayon, ito na yung dumarating. No? So pagrinig nila niyan, parang, whoa, medyo nayanig sila kasi those people who came from the main church, Jerusalem, they went there and told them, they added to the salvation, to how you could be saved. He said, unless you observe Moses. So kinabahan yung mga hintil. In fact, later on, makikita mo, pati yung mga Hudyo, nagulat yan kasi following the law, if you add something to your salvation, ang hirap. Parang ganito, let me tell you how this could be confusing in our present setting. If I were to come to you and I tell you this, hey, unless you read your Bible every day, you cannot be saved. Now, sa unang dinig mo, because is reading the Bible important? How many of you read the Bible regularly? Okay? How many of you read it every day? Sabi, nung regularly, marami. Yung everyday, hindi. Kasi regularly, once a year. Regular din naman yon. Tama ba ako? So okay lang, no? Naiintindihan ko kayo. Pero, dahil importante rin ang reading the Bible, minsan, pwede yung, how many of you have felt this? When you miss reading the Bible, you felt bad. So ang bilis mong madala. Kasi ito, pag binasa nyo, hindi kayo madadala dito. Eh, ano bang pakialam nyo sa Moses law? Masyado kayong you're far removed from that. Pero there are certain practices today that if we were to be somehow lulled into it, parang may isip din natin. In fact, ito, even without us arguing this, I want you to imagine with me, lalo na pag matagal ka ng Kristiyano, hindi ko ba ito minsan nararamdaman? This is very subtle, no? Pag matagal ka ng Kristiyano, tapos may nakita kang Kristiyano na hindi sing regular magbasa ng Bible as you are, hindi nagsaserve as committed as you are, ano naiisip mo minsan? Mas magaling ako. Nagsaserve ako eh. Siya hindi masyado. Listen, the human heart, kaya nagkakagulo tayo minsan sa message, it's not just because someone is trying to sabotage the message. Our human heart has its own means to sabotage the message. We may not say it aloud, but in our attitudes inside, there is a proclivity for self-righteousness, adding things to salvation, thinking we are more favored than God only because we do something more or better than others. That's that. Ganyan tayong lahat. Kasama ako. And that's why this message is important because it helps us become aware of that proclivity in our hearts. And so, kaya sila na trouble and their minds became unsettled because when someone said, you must add something for you to be saved, nagulat sila. Di namin kaya yan. And how many of you know that if I, as a pastor, would preach to you and somehow added something for you to do to be saved, hindi ba kayo mababagabag? Kahit ito lang ang sabihin ko, you must read the Bible every day. If not, or unless you read the Bible every day, you will not be saved. Now, ano may isip? Hindi ba kayo mababagabag? Mababagabag tayo. Kasi ako nga, nakamiss na ako ng isang araw eh, ng pag-read ng Bible. Disqualified na ako kasi pumapasok na naman yung works. Eh di ba salvation belongs to our God? So nagdadagdag. At nakakabagabag yon. Kasi pag may dinagdag ka, listen, eto pakinggan niyo mabuti. Pag may dinagdag ka sa gawain ng Panginoon para sa iyong salvation, mahirap na. Magfail tayo. Kasi every time we put something that depends on us, how many of you know, we're not dependable. Pag dinagdag mo yung law ni God, mas mahirap. Ang taas ng standard ng law ni God eh. Sige, wag na natin isama yung law ni God. Masyadong mataas ang standard. Tayo na lang. Do you know that even our self-imposed law, we could not follow? Hindi na ako malalate sa church. Now, look at this. How many of you know? Pag sinabi ko, unless perfect ka dyan sa attendance mo, hindi ka nalalate, you will not be saved. Ma-unsettle ka. Kasi hindi mo kakayanin eh. Biro mo, self-impose mo na yun ha. Hindi na namin sinabi yun. Ikaw na nagsabi nun. Mahihirapan ka na. Hindi na ako, magda-diet ako. Patay, may lumabas na sisig. Mag-IF ako. Intermittent fasting. Grabe oh. Bukas. Kasi laging ganun, di ba? Pag may lumalabas sa pagkain, bukas ako mag-uumpisa. Sino ang ganun? Yung, inuurong yung intermittent fasting. Ako nga, change ko na yung IF ko eh. Intermittent feasting. Kasi hindi ko mapigilan. Kain ako ng kain. Ito, folks. Even our self-imposed law, we fail. Lalagay mo pa yung law ni God? Yung hindi mo kakayanin. Lahat tayo talo. That's why the good news is good news. Because it does not depend on us. It's not our goodness, it is His goodness. How many of you are glad and praise God that it is His goodness, not our goodness? But, how many of you know, this happens. In fact, in verse 5, ito pa yung matindi. So, from Judea, pumunta sila, Paul, to Jerusalem para pag-usapan. Ito yung matindi. For Paul, listen to me ah, Paul was planting churches. He was doing something important. For him to stop the work of the gospel, just to go to Jerusalem to discuss this, how many of you know this issue is important? Because it was about the message of the gospel. For Paul to leave his work, go to Jerusalem to talk about doctrine. How many of you know doctrine is important? Because right believing and right teaching results to right living. Doctrine is important. Huwag kayong matakot sa doctrine. Matakot kayo sa maling doctrine. Pero yung tamang doctrine, kailangan natin yan sa church. At even if you're afraid of doctrine, let me tell you something, you live by some form of doctrine, you just don't know it, or you deny it. But every one of us live by a set of doctrine. All of us, no exception. Okay? And so, nung pumunta sina Paul, doon sa Jerusalem, verse 5 says this, "But some believers who belong to the party of the Pharisee rose up and said, 'It is necessary,'" ayan na, ni-reinforce pa. Yung mga sinungaling na pumunta sa Antioch, ni-reinforce pa nung mga taga-Jerusalem, may mga party. Hindi to party na tugs-tugs. Ha? Ito yung mga grupo na believers na they were former Pharisees. Natandaan nyo ha, pag former Pharisee ka, kahit believer ka na, how many of you know that there are residue of your former belief? Sino sa inyo may sinful residue kayo sa buhay niyo? Pero whether you like it or not, all of us has sinful residue. Meron talaga niyan. Our nature is changed because we are born again. Born again tayo. Awkward ba? Born again? Ayoko. Hindi, born again tayo. Ay, niya kaya eh. Hindi nga, born again tayo. Born again. Our nature changed from the inside. Kaya pag totoong Kristiyano ka, sin no longer feels the same way. Because something in you fundamentally has changed, but there are residual sins. Yan. So much to preach on that, but of course, we don't have time, no? So, it is necessary. So, may mga Pariseo nagsabi, ni-reinforce nila yan. And so, what happened? Next part of the letter, verse 1. "It has seemed good to us having come to one accord." So, ang ibig sabihin ng come to one accord, they had a long discussion to agree. Because the matter was sensitive. It was about a long-standing practice of being a Jew. It's a very sensitive topic. They had to have a long discussion to come to one accord. In fact, if you look at verse 7, it says, "And after they had been much..." Nag-debate? Dinibate nila yan. Diniscuss nila bakit? Sensitive. Later on, I will give you example of present-day things we talk about. But they debated about these things. Kaya minsan, di ba, pag kinakausap mo yung mga taga rito, "Oh, kailangan nag-discipleship journey ka. Kung hindi, unless you have discipleship journey, you will not be saved." Huwag kayong maniniwala sa Victory Group leader na ganyan, ha? Hindi totoo yan. Pero, how many of you know discipleship journey is good? Pag dinaanan yun, ganda niya. But please do not because it's good and it has benefits, i-blur mo na kailangan part siya para takutin mo yung mga tao. Mag-victory weekend ka, kundi lagot ka. Walang ganunan, walang takutan dito. Pag ginawa mong isang bagay, it's because you have made a decision out of your obedience to Christ, not because someone is scaring you. We don't guilt you into doing something. You must have your own conviction. Kung hindi, huwag niyong gawin. Kaya di ba, pag nagpapa-altar call ako, pag hindi ka seryoso, bumalik ka sa upuan mo. Huwag mong sayangin yung space. Pero kung seryoso ka, pumunta ka sa harap. Di ba? Hindi yung parang, naku, walang pupunta sa harap, ako na lang nga. Wag. Okay lang, secure kami dito. Di ba, may ganun eh. Naku, walang pupunta sa harap, kakahiya naman kay pastor. Wag ganun ha, mga salbahe. Balik tayo dito. Okay, walang ganun, okay? Now look at this, much debate happened. Now, when they were trying to find out the purity of the gospel and the message of the gospel, much debate happened because they had to listen to those. Why did they think? So may debate sila nangyari. Tapos itong ginawa ni, habang nagde-debate, Peter stood up. And the reason I'm including this is because I want every one of you to understand how they resolved this. And how, when we say salvation is the work of God alone, how did they come up with that? Of course, nasabi na in the beginning, pero how did they reiterate it? Para to emphasize it, ito yung ginawa ni Peter. Sabi ni Peter stood up and said to them, brothers, you know that in the early days, God made a choice among you that by my mouth, the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So, who appointed Peter to share the gospel? God. So, whose work again is it? Pag nagpe-preach kayo ng gospel, ikaw ang bida? Hindi. Alam niyo, many of us, and I want you to think about this, ha? Even that, it is God who does a work in you. To have the desire to share. Kaya pag ayaw niyo, kunyari wala kayong desire to share, tapos nakikinig kayo, ayoko lang makinig dito, mag-share pa lang ng gospel. Alam mo, huwag kayong mapilitan. Ang kailangan lang sa inyo is an open heart before God. Siya yung magbabago sa inyo. Hindi ako. Wala akong power. Pero, I'm preaching the word out of obedience because the word of God is like a seed. And I'm planting the seed in you. And I'm hoping that that seed will grow. And if you're responsive to God and you're good soil, it will grow. Okay? Now, look at this. God made a choice. Look, ah. Look. And God, who knows the heart. Kaya mahirap mag-judge ng iba. Sa iba to, hindi para sa'yo. Si God ang nakakaalam ng heart. Ay, nakasimangot eh. Hindi, God knows the heart. God bore witness to them. Do you know that it is God who bears witness? Let me tell you something. Alam niyo ba bago kayo na-save? Tandaan niyo ah, the time you made a decision to God, yung nag-share sa iyo ng gospel, hindi siya ang tunay na hero. Bago siya nag-share, may ginagawa na si heart sa God mo. Si God sa heart mo. Nagkabaligtad, di ba? Tama ba ako? Tapos, nung nag-share siya, nag-respond ka lang, pero ang tagal nang may ginagawa si God sa buhay mo. God was already bearing witness. He just asked us to be part of it out of obedience. Pero you know what? Don't ever think, because when you share to someone got saved, you're the hero. No, we are witnesses, but God is the ultimate. He has, kaya nga ako, yung mag-share sa akin ng gospel, bago siya dumating sa buhay ko, may ginagawa na si Lord sa buhay ko, kinoconvict na niya ako. I don't ever have this illusion that because I preach here, na save, hindi, bago kayo pumunta rito, to, narinig nyo na lang to, pero si Lord, talagang ginagawa, ikaw, umayos ka. Yan, nararamdaman nyo na lahat kay Lord yan. How many of you can agree? Pagtandaan niyo mabuti, paano kayo nag-decide kay Lord? Yan ang nangyari. Minsan galit pa nga kayo. Pero sa loob, mga ganun yung puso ninyo. Nakasimangot pa kayo. Kaya, pag may nakasimangot na, sharean mo lang. Repent! Ha! Ganun. Kamatakot. Kasi, it is God who bears witness. By giving them the Holy Spirit. Sino nagbibigay ng Holy Spirit? Ikaw ba? Kaya huwag kang matakot mag-pray for the Holy Spirit. Ayaw ko yan. Kaya niya natanggap ang Holy Spirit. Nag-pray ako. Wah! Hindi. Tapos hinimatay siya. Bakit? Hininga mo yon. Hindi Holy Spirit. Siga. Okay lang ha. Huwag mayabang masyado. Diba? Holy Spirit. God give them the Holy Spirit. Ito pa. God made those distinction. Do you know that whoever you are, whatever your past is, God does not make distinction.
Matanda, bata, buntis ko ba, may ipin o wala, Hintil or Hudyo, God makes no distinction. Having cleansed their, who cleanses the heart? Si God pa rin. Now, when everything is said and done, who is the hero of everything? Salvation belongs to our God. Do not add to it. Do not ever have the illusion that you're the hero. But thank God that He even counts us worthy to be a part of it. Ganun. Thank you, Lord. Ito, what I do here, I feel like Michael Jordan. I get to do what I love to do. Oh, di ba? It is God. Saying hero. Ito ba? So after nagsabi ni Peter, nag-testify siya. Sabi ni James, ito. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brother, listen to me. Simeon, who is Simeon? Si Peter din yon. Tinawag, kasi Simon Peter siya eh. Diba parang Henobeba, Marfrufru. Pag Henobeba tawag mo, or Marfrufru, isang tao lang yon. So, sana hindi Henobeba, Marfrufru ang pangalan mo. Okay, Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles. What was James saying? Yung testimony ni Peter, yan yung testimony niya kay Cornelius, Acts chapter 10. Basahin nyo, lahat ng kwento niya, yun yung nangyari sa Acts chapter 10. Nirelay lang ni James. But look at what James says. To take from a people for His name. And with, listen, tell me yung red, ha? And with this, the words of the prophets agree. What's so important with that phrase? What's so important with that phrase? It doesn't matter if we all agree. This must agree with us. Nung nagpipreach, nung ina-ascertain nila yung purity of the gospel, sabi ni Peter, ang dami kong experience, tama yan. Sabi ni James, maganda experience mo. And with this, the words of the prophet agree. Pag tao lang ang nag-agree, tawag doon kulto. Pero pag nag-agree na yung word ni God, yun na. Yan ang Christianity. Kaya pag nagpipreach ako dito, maybe because I'm a bit persuasive, you will agree with me. But that doesn't mean it's right. Only when it agrees with this, can it be right. Kaya please, pag nagpipreach ako dito, basahin nyo to. Baka niluloko ko kayo. Hindi totoo. Ang daming naluloko dyan. And I'm saying this up front because I don't want you to fall into that trap. Ang daming gumagamit, nanloloko. Huwag kayong magpaloko, basahin nyo. Parang awa nyo na, alam ko mukha akong loko-loko. Pero hindi ako manloloko. Loko ka kasi hindi ganon. Judger kayo. Ha? Do not be judgers. Ha? Anyway, galing oh. Ito pa. Now, I don't have time to exegete this passage, but this is taken from the prophet Amos. What is said here corroborates what Peter says. Look, after this, who's speaking? God. I will. Ano ibig sabihin? Who's doing something? Whose will it is? God. I will return. I will rebuild. I will restore. What is he saying? Now, I don't have time to exegete, but let me give you an overview. This prophecy is a prophecy of how God will restore David's tabernacle, which is a place of worship for God's people. Look at this. Is this a place for God's worship people? Yes. Sabi pa niya ito, to restore David's tabernacle, the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the tayo yun ah. Look around you. Look around you. That's the fulfillment of this promise. And whatever Peter was saying about Cornelius, the prophet Amos agrees. That is what makes it true. That is what it means when the Bible, the letter says, to one accord. One accord does not mean just men agreeing. One accord means men agree with God. And He is the standard. He is the source of truth, not men. Kaya sabi ni James, maganda yan, ayos yan, panalo. Which agrees with the prophet Amos. Kaya tayong lahat dito, whenever the gospel is being attacked, what do? We go back to this. It cannot just be testimony. Oo nga, grabe talaga. Alam mo, parang tama yung sinasabi niya. Kasi I feel warm inside eh. okay naman yung feel warm inside, baka may heartburn ka lang. Pero pag hindi sinasabi nito, aba naman. Diba? How many of you from now on you will read the word? Oh, wag lang maniniwala sa akin, ha? I am not the standard. But you know, I do everything and I work hard and I ask God, say, God, help me so that these people may know you more. To agree with the word, with the prophet. Galing, no? Yan ang ibig sabihin when Christians are in one accord. Laging nandiyan si God in the middle. Ano, saan sila nag-agree? God did. I will. Kaya sabi ni ano, so, itong part 4, it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to lay on you no greater burden. Ulitin ko, ano yung problem? Someone is adding to the gospel. They discuss. Testimony, truth. Testimony and truth, nandoon. Ano na to? Itong verse na to, 28, galing sa verse 10. Now, therefore, ano yung sabihin, therefore? May resolution na. May problem, may nanloloko sa gospel message. At alam nyo, marami bang manloloko sa gospel message. Huwag tayong magpapaloko. Babalik tayo sa testimony, what God is doing in us, what God is saying in His Word. Yeah! Then we can conclude. Hindi pwedeng conclude lang. Now, therefore, why are you putting, no greater burden. Tingnan mo yung pagkasalita. Why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our Father nor we have been able to bear? Sabi niya, don't put any greater burden. Tayo nga, hindi natin kaya eh. Kaya pag ikaw nagdadagdag ka sa gospel, mag-ingat ka kasi ikaw mismo hindi mo kakayanin. Kaya ako ingat ako magdagdag, hindi ko kaya eh. Buti na lang si God ang hero. Okay, tapos look at this. No greater burden. Wala na. Ito lang ang kailangan. No, kaya yan, my grace of the Lord, that one verse is the gospel in a nutshell as spoken by Peter. Sabi niya, but rather, by the grace of the Lord Jesus, we believe to be saved according to the same manner they also. Ulitin ko ah. But rather, by the grace. Ano yung sabihin ng grace? Undeserved favor. We do nothing to earn it. It is all God. We believe. If there was no grace, there's nothing to believe. Tayo ba bida? Hindi. We cannot trust something that's not there, that's not trustworthy. He has made Himself gracious and trustworthy. That's why there's faith is possible. We believe to be. Paano ka masasave? By the grace. May dagdag? Sino magdadagdag? Saan nakuha? Sa testimony ni Peter, tsaka sa word ni God. In the future, when the message of the gospel is under attack, what do you do again? What do we do? We look at the inner witness, and we look at the word of God. Therefore, then we can make no other burden. Pero ito yung problema. Ito na, nakita mo ba? Nakita mo nakakasunod? Tingnan mo. No greater burden than this. Nakakalito talaga ang Bible. Hindi ba? Kala ko ba no great? Bakit may required? Kala ko ba lahat si God? Bakit may required? Have you ever asked that question? Of course not. Ano pa kaya alam kung hindi ganun? Diba? Pero hindi. Kunyari, binabasa natin together. Wouldn't that make you wonder? Akala mo ba walang addition? At that you're saved. Ano tong requirement? Kainis. Hindi ba? Ayan. May inis. Di ba? Tignan mo. There's something amiss. Now, let's talk about that. Okay, nakita mo yung unang therefore? Therefore, do not let it, do not put a yoke. Then the gospel. Look at this. Ano yung other requirement? You abstain from. Naku, may gagawin tayo, may dagdag. Bago kayo tingnan natin saan ang galing. Uy, may therefore na naman. Dalawang therefore. Actually, sa Acts 15, tatlo yung therefore. Yung isang therefore, di masyado importante. Itong dalawang therefore yung importante. One therefore talks about the doctrine. The other therefore talks about the practice. Ha? Ano yun? Ibig sabihin, now let's see.
Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those Gentiles who turn to God. Ano sila? Saved na sila. Ayun, no? They're, okay, bago pumunta sa abstain from, saved na sila. So, ibig sabihin, whatever they abstain from does not add to their saving. It does not add to their salvation. Ang galing, di ba? O, tingnan na ulit natin. My judgment, we should not hurt God. Verse 20, but should write to them to abstain. Ayan na, abstain ulit. So, from verse 19, verse 29, pareho. Things polluted by idols, sexual immorality, strangled by what has been strangled, and blood. Apat. What are these four? Ano ba tong apat na to? Now, the word abstain does not mean to add. The word abstain actually is to subtract. Meaning, the real original language of abstain is this. To walk away from something so that I can walk with someone. Because we have been a Christian, because there is a significant relationship now in existence with us, because our heart has been changed, you are now willing to walk away from something so that you can walk with someone. Kaling. Is this an addition? No. The word abstain talks about a willingness because of a change, because of a significant relationship, which all of us have. Tandaan mo ha, pag ikaw umuo sa iniirog mo, dahil sa mahal mo siya, you are willing to abstain from all others so that you could walk with him or her. And it's worth it. Talaga? Oo. Natouch eh, no? Now, do you do it? Yes, we do it when we know it's worth it. The question is Jesus worth it? So sabi niya, save ka na. Save ka na. Hindi mo ito ginagawa para ma-save. Pero dahil save ka na, which means may relationship na tayo, you abstain. You're willing to walk away from this so that you can walk along with someone. And walking with Jesus Christ does not only mean walking with Him personally. Those four things is so that you could walk. The Gentiles can walk with the Jews. Kasi tandaan natin ha, ang Jews talaga, listen to me, ang mga Hudyo, yung kabuhayan nila, ang religion nila, hindi lang belief system, it's a lifestyle. And Judaism and Christianity was so closely tied together that they came out becoming a Christian and still living the same way. So, minsan, hindi pa alagad nila nilidistinguish. E pumasok yung mga Hentil. The Gentiles were pagan worshippers. You know how they worship? They eat food offered to idols, which the Jews do not, they abhorred. Which is in the Bible, they do not, di ba? Nothing of idolatry. Sexual immorality, because part of pagan worship was temple prostitutes. And di ba sabi sa, fornication, only marriage that is good is husband and wife. Yun lang. Strangled by blood, food. Pagka kumain ka ng strangled by blood, tsaka yung may blood, you cannot share a table with a Jew. Therefore, breaking fellowship. And many people also interpret from blood, meaning you got your food from criminal activities by the blood. You got food. Some interpret it that way. Now, listen to me. Ang ibig pala sabihin ng therefore na dalawa, yung first therefore is about doctrine. Do not add to what already God has said about salvation. He is the one who saves you. You cannot add to it. Christian liberty. However, we should not only look at Christian liberty, we should look at Christian responsibility. Now that you are a Christian, you have a responsibility to the body of Christ for those you love. So sinasabi niya sa mga Hintil, you have Christian liberty, you have freedom in me, but you also have responsibility to be in unity with the body of Christ. So let me give you a present day example. Kasi, again, ang layo sa atin ito. Okay. Pag ikaw na-save ka, No one, you have the liberty to wear anything you want.
Kahit bumili ka ng napakamahal na damit pero kulang ang tela. Diba?
No one's gonna stop you. That's Christian liberty. Praise God. How many of you are glad you have Christian liberty?
But if you are also looking at Christian responsibility, you don't want what you wear to be a stumbling block to people around you.
That's Christian responsibility. Christian liberty, woo! Christian responsibility,
Tama?
Christian liberty, you can wear anything you want, but we will not allow you to sing here with just, you know, kulang yung tela, because it's our Christian responsibility to make sure everyone can worship God and not be distracted.
Makalabas na nga.
Christian liberty, Christian responsibility. As a Christian, you can type anything you want on social media.
Keyboard warrior. Ikaw nang magaling.
Christian responsibility says, do not write things that are, do not involve in anything that is foolish and ignorant controversies that breeds quarrel.
Meaning, no one will stop you if you want to write, but ask this question of yourself. In your liberty, are you being responsible wherein, instead of really helping and uniting, you are causing quarrel? Alam mo, wala akong problema sa mga opinion nyo. Pero sana, tanong nito sa sarili nyo. In my years of writing in my social media and in my FB page, has it changed the country? Or have I been instrumental in the quarrel of many, and many of my relationship in church I've turned away from, and I'm no longer in ministry only because I'm breeding quarrel?
Alam mo kung talagang magagaling kayo? Sumali kayo sa isang NGO. Pag-isipan nyo mabuti, paano humuli ng isda na hindi singkit? Alam mo yon? Pag-isipan nyo mabuti yon. Kasi kung magagalit kayo on the basis of sa lumalangoy ang isda, and you're willing to walk away from your Christian faith and your Christian and Christian unity, there's something wrong. Christian liberty? I'm glad you have the freedom. But please exercise Christian responsibility. Because both are true. When, kaya nung pinipreach yung message, hindi lang siya message na words na sinasabi. That's doctrine. It also talks about practice. Ganda nga ng message mo, ang dami mo namang kaaway. Will you let politics go above Christ in your life? Sana hindi. Pero alam mo, kung makapag-unite tayo, baka makapagtulungan pa tayo for positive change. Christian liberty, Christian responsibility. Is it still working today?
Yes.
Pero naguguluhan tayo. Christian liberty. And listen to this. The message is not just doctrine. It's not just doctrinal. The message is also sociological. How are you doing with the people around you? Because your life is also the message. Don't ever think it's just the words that come out of your mouth. It also is the life we live. And if the life we live does not match up with the word we're talking, when we're saying, none of it really matters. Because the message of the church, trademark, is doctrine and practice. Practice, doctrinal and practical. Doctrinal, sociological. That's the full message. Kasi sa ibang organization, pwede kang to say one thing and live another way. Even in government, you can do that. In the church, hindi. The message, words, and our actions must coincide. Trademark of being a child of God. Christian liberty? Christian liberty. Yes. Try to remember that. There's always a tension between the two. Not always easy to resolve, but the tension must always be kept. Do you understand me, see? Not all tensions are meant to be resolved. Some are meant to be kept. Tensions are important in life. Healthy tensions between Christian liberty and Christian responsibility. Kaya kami, we encourage you to be the best you can be too, but channel it properly and be responsible with the liberty that you have. We will be behind you. We want you to effect positive change. We want to disciple the nation, so that everyone will get to know Christ.
Sa naging Kristiyano, no? Sa Bible mo lang makikita yan.
Christian liberty, Christian responsibility. As we close, which is not true. Then may farewell na eh. Malapit na tayo. Now, of course, para naman ma-practice natin to, we have prepared something for you. Alam niyo na kung nasaan. But, di ba? But rather, andyan lang, andyan sa, yan. Hiram, listen to me. It is our hope that whenever we come here and listen to a message, we don't just hear a good message, or hopefully if it's me, well, it's not so good, but, you know, hopefully, we do go out of here doing something about it. This is our small way of helping equip you. Kasi, tama naman ako to assume na gusto nyong i-preach yung gospel at i-share, di ba? Okay, this is helpful. This will equip you. Pero pag tingnan mo, Pastor, parang ang haba niya. Eh, kanina sabi mo sa si Peter, isang verse lang. Yes, that's one verse that doctrinally summarizes the gospel. This one makes the gospel a bit more conversational. Kaya mas mahaba. Kasi we need a conversation. Hindi lang one verse, be saved! But rather, well, ganon. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin yan lang tapos maintindihan na niya yung gospel. It needs a bit of explanation. But, look at this. Yung ito is based on two verses. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Saved, di ba? Believe to be saved. We need to be saved because all have sinned and fallen short and the wages of sin is death. Do we need to be saved? Yes, that element is found in the first two sections. The last two sections is about the grace of God. Di ba? But the free gift is eternal life. Free na, gift pa. Double redundancy for the second time around, again and again, emphasis. Kasi kung grammatical Nazi ka, sabihin mo, free na, gift pa. Isn't that, you know, redundant? Yes, because redundancy also speaks of emphasis. We're not just after grammar, we're after repetition. We're after emphasis. And free gift tells you that it's free, free, gift, gift. Eternal life is a gift. How many of you are glad it's a gift? We can add nothing to it. All have sinned, free gift, through Christ Jesus our Lord. And then, after nyo sabihin yan, i-turn around nyo, dito, pag tinurn nyo to sa ano, the gospel is a free gift, the gift is offered to all, it is offered to you. Would you receive Jesus Christ? Because you want them to believe to be saved, you have to offer a person to receive. This very small pamphlet starts a conversation and helps you take someone in towards a decision to Christ. Because hopefully, pag lumabas kayo doon, makilala ng mga tao around you si Lord. Ito yung maganda rito, walang pressure sa inyo. Alam mo bakit? It is God who bears witness. Alam mo dun sa workplace nyo, sa campus nyo, may mga tao dun gumaganong-ganon na. Kailangan nila si Lord, hinihintay ka lang. Di ba? Alam niya, Christian ka, pero hindi mo siya pinapansin. Kala ko, Christian, hindi ko pinapansin. Pabayaan na lang ba ako sa smoking section? Di ba? Pupunta na lang ba ako ng impyerno? Mga ganon, may nagaantay sa inyo. Because it's God who bears witness, God who gives the Holy Spirit. God, I will. May pressure ba? Wala. Share mo lang. Repent! Ay, repent lang. Ayan, share mo lang. Diba? As they went around their way through, diba, they delivered the decision. Wow, ang saya ng mga tao. So the churches were? Bakit sila na-strengthen? Kasi pagka tinakot mo about the gospel, they will be troubled and unsettled. But if you, what? Make the gospel clear, they will be strengthened. I'm saved by grace through faith. And if they are not just exercising their Christian liberty, but Christian responsibility, pag wala kang Christian responsibility, ano nangyayari sa church? Nanghihina kasi nag-aaway-aaway dahil lang sa isda. Pero alam mo, pag may unity tayo, the church will be strengthened. And ano to? They increase in number. Do you know God wants the church to grow? In Acts chapter 2, grabe, first time, 3,000 agad. Ano sabi ni God? I love you, 3,000. Ang kala mo, Avengers ang nauna doon. Si God, first time sa church, ilan ulit?
3,000. Ano sabi sa 3,000? I love you, 3,000. Sa Bible, lahat original to. Hindi sa Avengers. But I hope that you would want to be a part of what God is doing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you were challenged and inspired by the message. Together, let's continue to honor God and make disciples.